This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Monday morning. It's August 3rd, 2026. Can't believe we're already in August. Summer is almost over. Still a lot of summertime heat hitting us, though. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. We've got a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about here, too. A small plane crash leaves one person dead. What investigators are saying about that one. A weekend police chase ends with a suspect dead. What led to that chase? A shooting at an apartment complex in Oklahoma City sends one person to the hospital. The latest on that investigation. Two people are stabbed at a late-night party in Oklahoma City. What police are saying about that one. More than 3 weeks after an innocent young mother was killed in an apparent road rage incident, still no arrests. What the frustrated family is saying about that. Well, here's what we really need right now. Police are looking for an escaped caiman. Caimans are members of the alligator family. Who keeps these things as pets in the first place? 20 neglected greyhounds are saved from a property in Tillman, Oklahoma. More and more AI is taking over political ads. The technology obviously outpacing lawmakers' ability to regulate it. We want your thoughts on this one at 405-608-4377. Plus, your dad joke of the day. Got a whole bunch to get to this morning. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. A small plane crashed just south of Guymon Airport on Sunday evening, killing the pilot. Authorities say they have not yet released the pilot's identity. The crash has also sparked a grass fire that forced several nearby residents to evacuate their homes. The Guymon Fire Department responded to the scene before turning the investigation over to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. The cause of that crash remains under investigation. Well, a police chase that started in northeast Oklahoma City ended with a suspect dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police say it began around 6 p.m. on Saturday after the suspect allegedly fired shots at a home near Northeast 36th and 120th. Officers say the suspect then opened fire on responding police before leading them on a chase east towards Shawnee. The pursuit ended when the investigators say the suspect shot himself. No officers or bystanders were injured. The police have not yet released the suspect's identity as the investigation continues. Oklahoma City police are investigating a shooting at an apartment complex near North May Avenue and General Pershing Boulevard. Officers responded just before 8:45 on Sunday morning, found one person suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was treated as police quickly located and arrested the suspect. The shooting comes just 2 days after a stabbing at the same apartment complex, leaving residents worried about their safety. Police have not yet released the identities of those involved or what led to the shooting as the investigation continues. Oklahoma City police are investigating after a motorcycle crash was followed by a shooting on Sunday afternoon. Officers were called to the area of South Walnut Avenue and Southeast 17th Street around 1 p.m. after a motorcycle was involved in a collision. Police say a shooting apparently happened shortly afterwards, leaving one person injured. The victim was taken to a local hospital in a private vehicle. Investigators have not yet released details about what led to the shooting or whether anyone has been arrested. Oklahoma City police, meanwhile, are investigating after two people were stabbed during a late-night party. Officers responded to a home near Northwest 101st and Glendover Avenue on Saturday night, where they say the confrontation turned violent. Police say two victims suffered stab wounds and were taken to a nearby hospital. Their conditions have not yet been released. Investigators have not yet identified a suspect, and it's unclear if any arrests have been made as the investigation continues. Well, more than 3 weeks after 25-year-old Sharon Herrera was killed in what police say was a road rage near Mustang, no arrests have been made, leaving family and friends demanding answers. Investigators say two vehicles were driving recklessly on Highway 152 when one crashed, rolled into oncoming traffic, and struck Herrera's SUV head-on. Herrera died at the hospital while her 3-year-old son, who was riding in the back seat, was not hurt. Oklahoma City police say the investigation is still active and the case will soon be presented to the DA's office, but loved ones say the lack of updates has only deepened their frustration. Authorities in Cleveland County are searching for a caiman. Yes, a caiman that escaped over the weekend. The reptile was last seen near Sunny Lane Estates and South Sunny Lane Road and East Indian Hills Road. Deputies are asking residents to keep a close watch on pets and to call 911 immediately if they spot the animal. Caimans are members of the alligator family, native to Central and South America, and they're not normally found here in Oklahoma. Officials say they're continuing efforts to safely locate and capture the animal. An Oklahoma City dog rescue is caring for several greyhounds after nearly 20 neglected dogs were discovered on a property in Tillman, Oklahoma. Hounds of the Heartland says the animals were severely malnourished, injured, and living in poor conditions. The group rescued five of the dogs, rushing them to receive medical treatment and placed them in foster homes to begin recovery. The remaining dogs have also been removed from the property. Because of the unexpected rescue effort, Hounds of the Heartland is asking for public donations to help cover the cost of the care. An Oklahoma appeals court has thrown out a stalking conviction of a Texas man who spent 15 months in prison over a YouTube rant about his ex-wife. In a unanimous ruling, the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals says prosecutors failed to prove the 2023 video was directed at the woman, noting that she only learned about it after someone else sent her the link. The court ordered the case dismissed, saying Oklahoma's anti-stalking law protects people from conduct directed at them, not from someone speaking about them to a general online audience. The ruling could have broader implications for future cases involving online speech and social media. A broken air conditioning system has forced the YWCA, Oklahoma City's domestic violence shelter, to ask the community for help. The cooling system failed last week, temporarily displacing 55 women and children to shelters across the state. While families have now returned, the shelter says the temporary repair could fail at any time. The YWCA is seeking donations to help cover repair costs, along with meals from local restaurants and caterers, since the kitchen use has been limited. Until the cooling system is permanently fixed, the shelter has also paused accepting new residents. Oklahoma City leaders are expected to vote on Tuesday whether to renew the city's network of Flock license plate camera readers. The system includes 90 cameras and costs about $270,000 per year. Police say the cameras help investigators solve crimes by tracking vehicle movements, but the program has also raised some privacy concerns. The vote was delayed last month while the city finalized contract details. Because it is now on the consent agenda, the renewal could be approved without any public discussion. Well, artificial intelligence is playing a growing role in Oklahoma's governor's race, from creating controversial political attack ads to helping campaigns analyze voter opinion and shape messaging. Outside groups have used AI-generated images targeting candidates like Mike Mazie and Gettner Drummond, while campaigns say they're also using the technology to summarize data, monitor voter sentiment, and improve efficiency. Oklahoma currently has no laws regulating AI in political campaigns, but the Oklahoma Ethics Commission and several lawmakers are working on proposals that would require AI-generated political ads to include disclosure labels. Supporters say AI is a valuable campaign tool, while critics warn it can be easily misleading to voters. Governor Kevin Stitt, meanwhile, wrapped up his term as chairman of the National Governors Association by calling for more bipartisan cooperation and urging states to address the growing use of artificial intelligence in political campaigns. Speaking at the NGA's summer meeting in Oklahoma City, Stitt said AI-generated political content can mislead voters and should be regulated. The governor also announced a $1 million partnership to help states develop policies for growing use of AI in the workplace. Stitt said, despite political divisions, governors from both parties can still work together to solve common challenges facing their states. A Republican candidate for Oklahoma State Superintendent is under fire after using a classroom in Little Axe Public Schools and in campaign ads. The district says history teacher James Taylor filmed multiple campaign videos on school property without permission, calling it an improper use of school resources and possible violation of campaign ethics rules. School leaders say they've repeatedly asked Taylor to remove the videos and to not endorse their use. Taylor says that the footage has since been taken down and insists that there was no intent to misuse school property and says he takes full responsibility while continuing his campaign for state superintendent. The city of Edmond is paying nearly $180,000 per year to lease office space more than a year after opening up its new city hall. And at least one city council member wants that expense to end. The leased building houses Service Oklahoma, the Oklahoma County Clerk's satellite office, and a few city departments, but questions remain about why those agencies never moved into the new city hall. City leaders approved another year of lease payments after discovering the cost had been left out of this year's budget. While some council members say keeping the offices downtown benefits residents and businesses, others argue the city can't afford the expense and should develop a plan to end the lease before it expires in 2028. Oklahoma students heading back to school this month will see several new education laws taking effect. Certified teachers are receiving $2,000 pay increase and the state's minimum salary schedule, while elementary school must now provide kindergarten through fifth grade students with 40 minutes of daily recess. For this school year, districts can count up to 50 minutes of that recess as instructional time while they transition to the new requirement. Some districts, including Oklahoma City Public Schools, are extending the school day to meet the new mandate, while others say they can comply without changing class schedules. Well, a new documentary is bringing the story of Oklahoma's father, Stanley Rother, to the big screen. American Martyr premiered in Moore this week, telling the story of a Carchi farm boy who became a missionary priest in Guatemala before he was murdered in 1981 while serving his parish during the country's Civil War. Rother was declared the first American-born Catholic priest, officially recognized as a martyr, and now is on path to sainthood. Church leaders hope to the film introduces a new generation to his life of faith and sacrifice. The documentary will be shown in theaters nationwide later on this month. Well, the Red Earth Festival is celebrating its 40th anniversary this weekend with a return to downtown Oklahoma City. The event, now at the Oklahoma City Convention Center, features nearly 150 Native artists representing 33 tribes from 14 states, along with traditional dance competitions, music, and cultural demonstrations. Organizers say the move downtown marks a coming home for one of the nation's largest Native American art markets and cultural celebrations. City leaders say Red Earth has played a vital role in showcasing Indian culture in Oklahoma for four decades, and this year's expanded venue allows even more artists and visitors to take part. Well, like we talked about, artificial intelligence is becoming a bigger factor in Oklahoma's governor's race. Campaigns are using AI to analyze voter data, and they're shaping messages, while critics warn that AI-generated political ads could mislead voters. State leaders are now considering rules that would require those ads to include disclosure labels. So what are your thoughts on all this? Should AI-generated political ads be required to carry a disclaimer? Is a disclaimer enough, though, or should some uses of AI in campaigns just be banned altogether? And where's the line between an acceptable image editing, like making somebody's face look a little bit more tan or ironing out their suit for them, and deceptive AI-generated content? Where's the acceptable line between that? If AI creates a false image but no false words, is it still misinformation? We'd like you to weigh in on this because, frankly, I'm kind of torn here between people's First Amendment rights and also misleading campaign information, which to me basically boils down to stealing elections. I'll explain coming up in just a little bit. Give us a call, though, 405-608-4377 if you'd like to be part of the show. 405-608-4377. 72 degrees and sunny at 719. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit ServiceProOKC.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Monday morning. You know, there are 17 current ODOT projects around the metro, so watch construction zones, including eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up and drive careful. That's Freedom Traffic.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
JD IT Solutions LLC will help your business grow. From cybersecurity and cloud solutions to modern infrastructure, data protection, and responsive IT support, they help businesses build technology you can depend on. Whether you're planning for growth, improving security, or replacing outdated systems, their experienced team delivers reliable solutions designed to keep your business moving forward. Visit jditso.com. JD IT Solutions LLC. Enterprise technology, local expertise, real results.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Life is too short to just deal with the spin. Let's get to the truth, because the truth matters most. I'll give you the news, what's actually important, analyze it for you, give you my thoughts on it, take your thoughts as well. The phone number, 877-973-7425. It's Eric Erickson right here on Freedom 96.9. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., because life's too short for the spin. So get the truth of what's actually happening out there in Oklahoma and around the world. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live, 11 to 2 p.m. weekdays.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And a good Monday morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Taking a quick look at the weather, getting a little bit of reprieve from the heat today. Mostly sunny with a high of only 99 degrees. We're not in the triple digits, so little blessings, I guess. Tonight, clear skies, low of 70 degrees. On Tuesday, mostly sunny. It's going to be a hot one, going up to 102. On Wednesday, breezy, hot. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun throughout the day on Wednesday. High of 102 degrees. Then on Thursday, breezy, hot, mostly sunny. High of 99 degrees. 71 and sunny. Really a pleasant morning this morning at 723. We want to talk a little bit more about this AI stuff. AI, artificial intelligence, is playing a growing role in Oklahoma's governor's race, from creating controversial political attack ads, we've all seen them, to helping campaigns analyze voter opinion and shape messaging. So outside groups have used AI-generated images targeting candidates like Mike Massey and Gettner Drummond, while campaigns say they're also using the technology to try to summarize data, monitor voter sentiment, improve efficiency for their offices. Oklahoma currently doesn't have any laws regulating AI in political campaigns, but the Oklahoma Ethics Commission and several lawmakers are working on a number of proposals that would require AI-generated political ads to include disclosure labels. Supporters say AI is a valuable campaign tool, while critics warn it can easily mislead voters. So what are your thoughts on this? Give us a call, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I'm kind of torn here because I'm a big constitutionalist and I believe that people have the right to freedom of speech, freedom of expression, even if that speech or expression is not factually accurate. But here's where the problem comes in. AI has become so good, you can't tell fake from fiction. You can't believe your own lying eyes anymore. So how do we make sure that the information that we're getting is accurate so that we can make good judgment calls when it comes time to vote? And that's the question. The central debate here is whether AI is simply the next campaign tool like television, social media, the internet, or whether it represents a unique threat because it can convincingly fabricate images, voices, videos that have never existed. And the question is likely not only to shape Oklahoma politics, but elections across the country. So to me, it's borderline cheating when you've got a voice that sounds like, for example, Mike Massey calling you up and saying, hey, don't vote for me. What do you do? And it's incumbent upon you, the voter, to learn the facts. But the problem is, where do you get the facts when you can't trust so many of the facts that you're getting? The controversy here is truth versus free speech. should government regulate political speech, even if it's AI generated? In a way, I say yes, but I'm also afraid of that slippery slope. Because once you give the government the right to start controlling speech, it can go downhill very, very quickly from there. But if there aren't some controls put into place, we're going to have elections stolen on the regular by people who are being fooled by these AI campaigns. Deepfakes. AI can create very, very realistic images, audio and video of things that have never happened before, potentially influencing elections. We've all seen some of these videos. And, you know, largely when we see like that video of Barack Obama dancing that he never did, it's kind of funny. And it's like, wow, this is amazing technology. But the reality is, it's also very convincing when it's taken to a more serious place. And when we see images, for example, of candidates hugging Hillary Clinton, which we've seen recently, is it just deceptive or is it an outright lie? Is it an outright attempt at stealing a campaign? Outside groups, many controversial AI ads are funded by PACs and not the candidates themselves, and therefore they're also very, very difficult to track. And with that, you can't impose consequences. If you don't know exactly who's responsible for it, how do you impose consequences for breaking those rules? And part of the problem, too, is we all know that government moves at a snail's pace. And we know that technology is moving at Mach 27 right now. So the technology is far, far, far outpacing the ability to legislate that technology. And my concern as we go into the midterms is that there won't be enough regulations in place right now to regulate AI and the use of AI and the misuse of AI. So what are your thoughts? 405-608-4377. We want to hear from you. What is the solution to this? Is it something as simple as putting a disclaimer on ads saying that artificial intelligence was used for this particular ad? Or does it have to be more complicated than that? Do we have to say we can't use AI, period? Or we can use AI under certain circumstances, like campaigns can use it to determine voting habits, to determine which direction voters are leaning, to kind of sway their or change their policies in order to get the votes that they want to get? Or should it be just wide open like it is right now and let the buyer, or in this case, the voter, beware? Part of the problem, too, is that we've got uneven rules right now. Some states have AI election laws. Oklahoma currently does not have any election laws. So some states get an advantage in larger votes like the midterms over states like Oklahoma. In terms of enforcement, even if those disclosure laws pass, who investigates those violations? And what are the penalties, especially if you're not sure where a lot of this money is being generated from? So AI isn't just for making fake pictures anymore and making you look more buff in your profile picture anymore. Campaigns use it behind the scenes to analyze polling. They summarize voter feedback. They write fundraising emails that they can specifically target to certain genres and certain communities. So AI certainly has a place in campaigns. But the question is, where do you draw that line? We've still got a whole lot we want to talk about this morning. A small airplane crash near Guymon leaves one person dead. What investigators know so far? Plus, we'll have your dad joke of the day. We've got a whole bunch to talk about. Don't go away. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. At least three people are dead after a shooting at a fast food restaurant in Twin Falls, Idaho over the weekend. President Trump's holding off on plans to launch a massive attack against Iran.
Trump said he agreed to a request by Tehran and other Middle East countries to cancel the attack in order to get a deal done quickly. I'm Lisa Carton.
The bill requiring automakers to include AM broadcast radio in all new passenger vehicles has an important backer. That person is FCC Chairman Brendan Carr.
AM radio is so vital to our emergency communications network. Our emergency alert system goes over, as we talked about, during disasters.
Senator John Kennedy says he's unsure if President Trump really believes his claim vandals damaged the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. One of the most common things insurance companies say after a car wreck is, just wasn't much damage to the vehicles, so you couldn't have possibly been hurt. We've litigated that issue, and here's the truth. Cars and human bodies do not absorb forces the same way. We've seen people walk away from crashes where the bumper didn't look terrible, only to later deal with neck pain, back pain, headaches, injections, and even surgery. Insurance companies love photos of the car. We focus on the person in the car. If you were hurt in a wreck and the insurance company is calling it minor, don't let them define your injury. Free consultation, call us at McIntyre Law, 405-777-7000. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma City police are investigating a stabbing after an attempted burglary at the Fairground Flats apartment near Northwest 10th and May. Investigators say the suspect was stabbed while allegedly trying to force entry into an apartment and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police haven't announced whether anyone will face charges, and investigators continue working. A Central Oklahoma drug investigation has led to the seizure of nearly 75 pounds of drugs, more than $228,000 in suspected drug proceeds, and four firearms. OBN says agents arrested one suspect after serving a search warrant, with additional arrests expected as the investigation continues. The Oklahoma City Zoo is launching a new Breakfast with the Animals event series this September. Guests who attend the Saturday morning events can enjoy an all-you-can-eat breakfast, animal ambassador presentations, exclusive early access to Dinosaur Expedition, and opportunities to meet some of the zoo's animals. Zoo officials say $2 from every ticket sold will support elephant conservation efforts. Details are available on the OKC Zoo website now. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 and Edmund comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
When you give to OMRF, 100% of your dollars are used to fuel medical research and create discoveries in the fight against cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and more. And with every tax-deductible donation, you can also receive an Oklahoma tax credit of up to $2,000. The more you give, the more you save. And the more we help everyday people live longer, healthier lives. Make a difference today by donating at OMRF.org.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will bring mostly sunny skies with a high of 99. Tonight will be clear with a low of 70. Tomorrow expect mostly sunny weather with toasty conditions and a high of 102. On Wednesday, it'll be breezy and hot with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds, also reaching a high of 102. Thursday will begin breezy in the morning, turning into a hot day with intervals of bright sunshine and a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back. 72 degrees outside under sunshiny skies at 7:36 in the morning. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, I've been thinking a lot about it, and I've decided I'm going to cancel my bullfighting lessons.
Bullfighting lessons?
Yeah, they were just charging too much.
I get it. Charging.
Yeah, they were charging too much.
It's bullfighting.
You got to give me credit.
Yep, there you go.
Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. Well, a small plane crashed just south of Guymon Airport on Sunday evening, killing the pilot. Authorities have not yet released the pilot's identity. The crash also sparked a grass fire, forcing several nearby residents to evacuate as firefighters worked to contain the flames. The Guymon Fire Department responded before turning the investigation over to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. Investigators are now working to determine just what caused the aircraft to go down. A police chase that began in northeast Oklahoma City ended just east of Shawnee, with a suspect dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police say the incident started on Saturday evening after the suspect allegedly fired shots at a home near Northeast 36th Street and 120th before opening fire on responding officers. The suspect then led police on a pursuit that ended when investigators say he shot himself. No officers or bystanders were injured. Authorities have not yet released the suspect's identity as the investigation continues. Oklahoma City police are investigating a shooting at an apartment complex near North May Avenue and General Pershing Boulevard. Officers responded on Sunday morning and found one person suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg. Police quickly located and arrested the suspect, but have not released any names or explained what led to the shooting. The violence comes just 2 days after a stabbing at the same apartment complex, leaving residents concerned about their safety as police continue their investigation. Well, police are also investigating a motorcycle crash that quickly turned into a shooting on Sunday afternoon. Officers responded to South Walnut Avenue and Southeast 17th Street after reports of a collision involving a motorcycle. Investigators say a shooting happened shortly afterward, sending one person to the hospital in a private vehicle. Police have not released the details about what led to the shooting or whether anyone has been arrested. Detectives are continuing to piece together exactly what happened. Oklahoma City police are investigating after two people were stabbed during a late-night party in northwest Oklahoma City. Officers responded to a home near Northwest 101st Street and Glendover Avenue when they say the argument escalated to violence. Both victims were taken to the hospital, but police have not yet released their conditions. Investigators also have not yet identified a suspect or announced any arrests. Detectives are asking anyone with information to come forward as they continue their investigation. Well, more than 3 weeks after 25-year-old Sharon Herrera was killed in what police describe as a road rage near Mustang, no arrests have been made. Investigators say two vehicles were driving recklessly on Highway 152 when one lost control, rolled into oncoming traffic, and struck Herrera's SUV head-on. Herrera later died at the hospital while her 3-year-old son, riding in the back seat, escaped without injury. Police say the case will soon be presented to the DA's office, but family members say they're frustrated by the lack of answers. Authorities in Cleveland County are searching for an escaped caiman. Yes, a caiman, reported missing over the weekend. The reptile was last seen near Sunny Lane Estates at South Sunny Lane Road and East Indian Hills Road. Deputies are urging residents to keep a close eye on pets and call 911 immediately if they spot the animal. Caimans are members of the alligator family. They're native to Central and South America and are not found here in Oklahoma naturally. Officials are continuing to work to safely capture it. Oklahoma City Rescue Organization is caring for several greyhounds after nearly 20 neglected dogs were discovered on a property in Tillman. Hounds of the Heartland says the animals were severely malnourished, injured, and living in terrible conditions. Five dogs are now receiving medical treatment and recovering in foster homes, while the remaining animals have also been removed from the property. Because of the large rescue effort, the organization is asking for public donations to help cover veterinary and care expenses. The Oklahoma Appeals Court has overturned the stalking conviction of a Texas man who served 15 months in prison over a YouTube video about his ex-wife. Judges unanimously ruled prosecutors failed to prove the video was directed at the woman because she's only learned about it after somebody else shared it with her. The court dismissed the case, saying Oklahoma's stalking law protects people from conduct aimed at them and not general online commentary. Legal experts say the decision could influence future cases involving social media and free speech. The YWCA Oklahoma City's domestic violence shelter is asking for community help after its air conditioning system failed during one of the hottest weeks of the summer. The breakdown forced 55 women and children to temporarily relocate to shelters across Oklahoma. Families have since returned, but shelter leaders say the temporary repair could fail at any time. The YWCA is seeking donations to pay for permanent repairs and asking local residents and caterers to help provide meals while the kitchen use remains limited. The shelter has also paused accepting new residents. Oklahoma City leaders are expected to vote on Tuesday on renewing the city's Flock license plate reader camera program. The network includes 90 cameras and costs taxpayers about $270,000 each year. Police say the cameras have helped investigators solve crimes by tracking suspect vehicles, while critics continue to raise concerns about privacy and government surveillance. The vote was delayed last month while contract details were finalized, and because it's now in a consent agenda, it could be approved without public discussion. Artificial intelligence is becoming a much bigger part of Oklahoma politics as campaigns increasingly use the technology to analyze voter data, create content, and shape in campaign strategy. Outside groups have also used AI-generated images and attack ads and targeting candidates for governor. Oklahoma currently has no laws regulating AI in political campaigns, but lawmakers and ethics commission are considering rules requiring AI-generated political ads to carry disclosure labels. Supporters call AI an efficient campaign tool, while critics warn that it can easily be used to mislead voters. Governor Kevin Stitt wrapped up his year as chairman of the National Governors Association by urging states to work together on artificial intelligence. Speaking during the NGA's summer meeting in Oklahoma City, Stitt warned AI-generated political content has the potential to mislead voters and said safeguards are needed. Governors also announced a new $1 million initiative to help states develop AI policies for the workplace. Stitt says, despite political differences, governors can still find common ground on issues affecting every state. A Republican candidate for Oklahoma State Superintendent is now facing some criticism after filming campaign videos inside a classroom at Little Axe Public Schools. District leaders say teacher James Taylor used the school property without permission, calling it an inappropriate use of public resources and potentially a campaign ethics issue. School officials say they repeatedly asked Taylor to remove the videos and stressed they do not endorse his campaign. Taylor said the videos have been taken down and accepts responsibility, but insists there was no intent to misuse school property. Edmond leaders are questioning why the city continues paying nearly $180,000 per year to lease office space more than a year after opening up its new city hall. The lease building houses several city offices along with Service Oklahoma and the Oklahoma County Court Clerk Satellite Office. Some council members say keeping those services downtown benefits residents and nearby businesses, while others argue taxpayers should not continue paying for both buildings. The current lease now runs through 2028. Oklahoma students heading back to school this month will see several new education laws. Certified teachers will receive a $2,000 increase in the state's minimum salary schedule, while elementary students must now receive 40 minutes of recess each day. For this school year, districts may count up to 20 minutes of that recess as instructional time while they transition to the new rule. Some districts are extending the school day to meet that requirement, while others say the schedule adjustments will not be necessary. A new documentary is shining the spotlight on Oklahoma's Father Stanley Rother. American Martyr premiered in Moore earlier this week, telling the story of the Okarchi native who became a missionary priest in Guatemala before he was murdered back in 1981 while serving his parish. Rother became the first American-born Catholic priest officially recognized as a martyr and remains on the path to sainthood. Church leaders hope the film introduces a new generation to his life, faith, and sacrifice before its nationwide theatrical release later on this month. Well, the Red Earth Festival is celebrating its 40th anniversary with a return to downtown Oklahoma City. Now held at the Oklahoma City Convention Center, the event features nearly 150 Native artists representing 33 tribes from 14 states, along with traditional dancing, music, and cultural demonstrations. Organizers say the move downtown marks a return to the festival's roots while providing more space for artists and visitors. City leaders say Red Earth remains one of the nation's premier celebrations of Native American art and culture. Well, like we talked about, artificial intelligence is becoming a much bigger factor these days in Oklahoma's governor's race. Campaigns are using AI to analyze voter data and shape messaging, while critics warn that AI-generated political ads could mislead voters. State leaders are now considering rules that would require those ads to include disclosure labels. So what are your thoughts on all this? Should AI-generated political ads be required to carry a disclaimer? Is a disclaimer enough, or should some uses of AI in campaigns just be banned altogether? And where's the line between what's acceptable image editing and deceptive AI-generated content? If AI creates a false image but no false words, is it still false information? We'd like you to weigh on this one because, frankly, I'm kind of torn on this. I'll explain that coming up in just a little bit. But give us a call, 405-608-4377, if you want to be part of the conversation. 405-608-4377. It's 73 degrees under sunshiny skies at 746. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Monday morning. You know, there are 17 current ODOT projects around the metro, so watch construction zones, including eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up and drive careful. That's Freedom Traffic.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
When you give to OMRF, you're fueling medical research in the fight against cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and more. And you can receive an Oklahoma tax credit of up to $2,000. Donate today at omrf.org.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
JDIT Solutions LLC will help your business grow. From cybersecurity and cloud solutions to modern infrastructure, data protection, and responsive IT support, they help businesses build technology you can depend on. Whether you're planning for growth, improving security, or replacing outdated systems, their experienced team delivers reliable solutions designed to keep your business moving forward. Visit JDITSO.com. JDIT Solutions LLC. Enterprise technology, local expertise, real results.
Did you know that cooking is the leading cause of home fires? Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Stay in the kitchen whenever you're frying, grilling, or boiling food. Keep anything that can burn, like towels, oven mitts, and paper products, away from the stove. If you leave the kitchen, even for a minute, turn off the burner. A few simple steps can prevent a devastating fire. This safety message is brought to you by the Oklahoma City Fire Department, protecting lives through prevention.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Life is too short to just deal with the spin. Let's get to the truth, because the truth matters most. I'll give you the news, what's actually important, analyze it for you, give you my thoughts on it, take your thoughts as well. The phone number, 877-973-7425. It's Eric Erickson right here on Freedom 96.9. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., because life's too short for the spin. So get the truth of what's actually happening out there in Oklahoma and around the world. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live, 11 to 2 p.m. weekdays.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back. Going to be a hot one today. We'll see mostly sunny skies with a high of 99 degrees. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 70. On Tuesday, mostly sunny and hot with a high of 102. Wednesday, breezy hot. We could see a mix of clouds and sun throughout the entire day. High of 102 degrees. Then on Thursday, breezy, hot, mostly sunny, cooling down to only 99 degrees. So grab your parka. It's going to be a chilly one on Thursday. 75 degrees outside right now under sunny skies at 750. If you were listening over the break, you heard that we've got a new advertiser on, JD IT Solutions. We'd like to welcome them on board, Freedom 96.9. John, the owner, he's been a friend of mine for years, real good guy. He's also a deputy sheriff, but when he's not doing the sheriff stuff, he's a complete computer geek. So whether your needs are your computer is slowed down, you need to speed it up a little bit, maybe you got a virus, maybe you got some type of a threat on there, some type of malware, maybe you're a larger company or a smaller company, you need an IT professional who can help you not just with your IT needs, but also with your security needs. John is definitely your guy at JD IT Solutions. He's a The guy's just a geek in every good sense of the word. Well, artificial intelligence is playing a growing role in Oklahoma's governor's race, from creating controversial political attack ads to helping campaigns analyze voter opinion and shape messaging. Outside groups have used AI-generated images targeting candidates like Mike Masey and Gettner Drummond, while campaigns say they're also using the technology to summarize data, monitor voter sentiment, and improve efficiency. So Oklahoma currently has no laws right now regulating AI and political campaigns. In fact, there's very little regulation right now anywhere in Oklahoma regarding AI in general. But the Oklahoma Ethics Commission and several lawmakers are working on proposals that would require AI-generated political ads to include, at very least, disclosure labels. So supporters say AI is a valuable campaign tool. Critics say it can very easily mislead voters, and we've already seen that. We want to hear your thoughts on this. Give us a call right now, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Jim is calling in from Guthrie. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, Aaron. I appreciate the topic this morning. What it seems like to me, though, is we have to back up to where it's just a matter of nobody seems to care about honesty anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if the ends justify the means, so to get our candidate to win, we'll say, we'll do anything. And that's, I don't know how you get around that, but I've been in journalism since the days of film for photography, and then into electronic media and television, radio. I've been there and seen this, done this, as we've gone through all those technologies, and every step along the way, it's gone through, hey, do we, allow deceptive editing? Do we allow people to edit quotes? Do we, all these things. And it seems like it just keeps getting, worse and worse and worse. And as long as people want to mischaracterize their opponents, we'll see it, because deceptive advertising works. And that's where we are. So it really takes the candidates themselves, to say, I don't want to use these tools in a deceptive way. Otherwise, how do you regulate somebody doing the right thing?
And I think you're absolutely spot on with that, especially here in Oklahoma, where Oklahomans, we want genuine. So a lot of people know that I'm from New York originally. In New York, politics is much, much different. Politics is blood sport. Here in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. we're simply looking for good men and women to be our leaders. We want people right. who are honest, people that we can trust. And that's where I think a lot of these politicians are failing, because their attitude is, well, if my opponent's doing it, I've got to do it too. Whereas I right. want to vote for the candidate who says, no, I'm not going to use AI. And if any dark money groups use AI in support of me, I will be publicly bashing them. I will not accept it. I will speak out against those AI videos. If there's an AI video of my opponent hugging Hillary Clinton, for example, I'm going to go all over social media and I'm going to blast that, because that's not what elections should be. We should be elected based on our merits and based on our beliefs, not based on false information.
Right. I agree with you 100%. I'm a big constitutionalist, and I just think it's up to the individuals to stand up and say, I'm not going to use this tool. I'm not going to stand for it. And I mean, I know the campaign, not just the contributors, but all the experts are going to say, well, hey, but golly gee, if you want to win, you're going to have to go negative. You're going to have to use AI. Mm-hmm. And I just hope that the voters and the candidates who will be honest and open and upfront in Oklahoma here will be, you know, will have a strong enough voice that people will say, yeah, I'm going to go with that candidate. I'm not going to believe my lying eyes and all this kind of stuff that I'm seeing out there. I'm going to go with the person who's just straight up and trying to be honest. I hope that works. I really do.
I hope so, too. And I'd love to see it. But the pessimist in me says, not in our lifetime, man. Everybody just wants
you
to win. It's just, and I know that sounds very negative, but I've been around politics. I've covered politics most of my journalistic career, and I've seen really, really good people turn really, really bad.
Right.
And it's a shame, because everybody that I've ever known that's gotten into politics has gotten into it for the right reasons. And then there's just that pressure. You got to win, because if I don't win, I can't put forth my agenda and greater good. And sometimes I've got to sell my soul just a little bit for the greater good. And at what point do you cross the line where your soul is completely gone?
Well, I mean, I totally agree with you. Absolutely. It's just, you can't just step in a little bit and it's a snowball. And other than people just standing up and saying, I am going to vote for the honest candidates, I'm not going to, you know, go for the baloney. But I don't know how you do it in the AI world, because it really is deceptive. It's much more deceptive than just editing somebody's quote or taking them out of context or something like that. When you can create an event out of whole cloth that never happened, with photographs that never happened, with video that never happened, with a speech that was never written by the candidate or spoken by the candidate, we're through the looking glass on that one.
You're spot on, and my concern is this is just the beginning. Jim, thanks a lot for calling in this morning, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Aaron. You bet. Bye-bye.
And if you want to be part of the show, please call in 405-608-4377. We'd love to hear from you, 405-608-4377. We're talking about artificial intelligence and the growing role that it's playing in Oklahoma, in this case, the governor's race, but we're going to be seeing it, and my guess is, every single race from here on out. And how do we regulate it? How do we, like Jim just said, how do we believe our lying eyes? How do we know that the images and the videos that we're seeing are actual videos that we're seeing, or they weren't created by a computer someplace? Because frankly, this stuff is so good, it's nearly impossible to tell what's fact from fiction anymore. And you can't believe what it is that you're seeing. There's a lot of discussion in terms of legislating how far you can go in the use of AI, everything from, at very bare minimum, having some type of disclosure and ads indicating that you're using AI, to the other end of the extreme, which is outlawing AI altogether. I don't know exactly how you do that, because we do have a First Amendment right to free speech, even if that free speech is deceptive. And how do you regulate that without crossing that constitutional line? By myself, I'm very much a constitutionalist. I'm very much for free speech, but I'm also very much opposed to influencing elections. And that's where I'm kind of torn here. And like Jim was talking about, my preference would be to have good, solid men and women come forward as leaders and say, we're not going to use AI and we're not going to support the use of AI in our campaigns, even from outside money groups. So if another group is producing an ad in favor of me, showing me looking good using AI, I'm going to publicly denounce that ad and say, no, I'm going to run based on my own merits and not based on false information. But the pessimist in me says that's just not going to happen. And there needs to be something to regulate this. And I don't know what that something looks like at this point. AI can create such realistic images and audio and video of things that just simply never happened. So where do you draw the line? Where do you put it? Many of the controversial ads are funded by PACs, not the candidates themselves. That's the other problem. It's easier to come down and slam on the candidates for using AI, but these PACs, oftentimes, they're very, very difficult to try to track down. How do you regulate it? How do you stop it? Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.